to Dawn and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Millions nationwide are about to miss food stamps. These are needy folks who need some help with groceries. They're not going to be able to get it. Why? Because the Democrats continue this temper tantrum.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley blames Democrats for the month-long shutdown's impact on veterans, farmers, and hungry families. Federal nutrition aid is now on pause in half of states, threatening the November SNAP benefits for millions. The USDA says it would need more than $8 billion to keep the program running. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has declared a state of emergency there. He says the state will use emergency reserves to protect SNAP benefits for almost a million people during what he calls the Democrat shutdown. Images out Thursday show the entire White House East Wing reduced to rubble as crews clear space for President Donald Trump's $300 million ballroom. Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt insists the, quote, modernization effort won't interfere with operations. Trump is backing away from plans to deploy troops to San Francisco after pushback from Mayor Daniel Lurie and tech executives. The president says he'll give the city a chance to handle crime on its own. A Virginia federal judge is ordering schools on military bases to return hundreds of books to the shelves. The ACLU attorney Emerson Sykes argued the purge of so-called woke material violated deep-rooted student First Amendment protections.
We have long had precedent that says that when this sort of censorial impulse arises, the First Amendment steps in to protect students' rights.
Titles that had been banned from Defense Department libraries included Love is Love, Sparkle Boy, and White Fragility. The ACLU is also criticizing the tactics of an FBI-led Idaho raid. Police and immigration officers stormed a family horse racing event, detaining hundreds, including children, while investigating illegal gambling. Rebecca De Leon is with the group there.
We saw quite young children, maybe 10 years old or a little younger, who were zip-tied. We have evidence of bruises on their wrists from being zip-tied, and we think that there is absolutely zero justification for that.
The FBI denies using rubber bullets on minors. Civil rights groups say the operation is feeding fear in the local Latino community. The controversy comes as federal authorities are charging 30 people, including an NBA coach and players, on mafia-linked gambling charges. A ProPublica investigation into U.S. citizens detained by immigration agents is prompting Congress to look into enforcement practices. Andrew Free with the hashtag Detention Kills Project says he found hundreds of people died in custody over the last decade and a half, with their deaths remaining hidden.
What I fear is there are people who are dying in state or local custody whose deaths are never being reported publicly. What is the true number of people dying in ICE custody? I don't actually know, and I don't think anybody does.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
203, much more music time on Radio 9. Here's CCR. Halloween here on Radio 9. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. This is Redbone. Mari, Mari, she'll put a spell on you. Mari, Mari, she'll put a spell on you. Mari, Mari, she's the witch queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans. I'm gonna tell you a story. Strangers in the sea. Of zombie voodoo breed. And the witch queen of New Orleans. She lived in a world of magic. Possessed by the devil's skew. From a shack near the swamp I made a mud carpet. But we stayed a witch as blue. She'll put a spell on you.
Choose Evil Jeff.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on. Suckles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. A rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pump the fluid in me, Louie. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn, man. Out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in the Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes: line crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, Daddy-O, make
Norvis. On Radio 9, you may have heard the news that the president has torn down the east wing of the White House. Now, originally they said they were going to renovate the east wing of the White House, and then they said they were going to add a ballroom to the east wing of the White House. Well, I hope this does not disillusion anybody on the whole process or make them think badly of President Trump. But he may have lied. And so they've torn the entire East Wing down without any kind of official permission, without any permits. The East Wing also is the home of the emergency operations bunker at the White House. So there's no security issues there with just having a bunch of random contractors come in and start ripping down a historic building that also happens to be over top of a secure military facility. The other thing is, of course, the president said, well, it was going to cost $200 million, and then they said it was $230 million, and now they say it's going to be $300 million. But don't worry, because the president is raising money, taking donations from billionaires.
You mean bribes?
I mean donations. Why would you say such a mean thing as a bribe? Bribe is such an ugly word. So the latest is that the Secret Service is chasing the media if they try to take pictures of the demolition. The people who work at the Treasury building across the street, they have already been told they'll be fired if they post pictures on social media. Now the Secret Service is chasing news reporters who are trying to take pictures. Stephen Colbert says the White House is going to claim that the East Wing hanged itself in prison. It's not very nice. This is the Grateful Dead, Friend of the Devil. It's Halloween on Radio 9.
Right up from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Sit out run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah and gave up in the hills. Sit out run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine.
Stephen Colbert says that the Secret Service is going to tell everyone that the East Wing hanged itself in prison. Maybe they tell people that they thought it was a drug running boat and the Defense Department had to blow it up.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Jay Thurber!
We saw the East Wing going for something in its pocket. We thought it was a gun, so we had to take it out. Try some other excuses, maybe, huh? On Radio 9, 219, much more music time. We're going to check weather for you in just a couple of minutes. We've got more new music coming up on the other side of that. We're also going to hear from Joe Flaherty one more time during this show. Here's Blue Oyster Cult on Radio 9. I should have warned you before we played that. It's a good song to get your cowbell out and ring it on, isn't it? Maybe people will be doing that at the Pit game this afternoon. 2:23, much more music time. New music from Barry Adamson off of his new soundtrack for Scala Posters, which is a new documentary. What else did we want to tell you about here? Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, smooth, relaxing, and easy with host Eric O'Brien. We hope you'll stay tuned for that on both 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. At 5 o'clock, we break the simulcast at 5 o'clock on our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT. It's Chop Shop with Dan Strange, which is confusing sounds for these confusing times. And at 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kristen and Amber Show. When you're high, you feel different. You think different. You talk different. You draw different. You listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride, because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council. What else did we want to tell you? Let me see here. Let's look at our big book of... Hello to some people who have checked in on social media. Somebody who asked me not to mention their name remembers listening to the... song Timothy by the Boys, which we played, which was a big hit in 1971 in Pittsburgh. They remembered listening to it back while they were in junior high school. Yeah, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm starting to get those AARP notices, so I'm with you. I'm with you, anonymous listener. I understand exactly how you feel. Let me see. Some of these things are over already, so... the annual bazaar will be held at Calvary Episcopal Church Saturday, November 8th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. with attic treasures, silent auctions, jewelry, handmade crafts, baked goods, plants, antiques, and collectibles, and lunch served from 12 until 1 p.m. in the rectory. That's at Calvary Episcopal Church, 315 Shady Avenue in Shadyside. Okay? All right. And you know what would be really great is if we had a jingle for the weather, but we don't. So I'll just have to do the weather. Looking for partly sunny skies. Now, wait a minute.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman puts. Whether you believe it or not.
Weather service now saying mostly cloudy for the remainder of the afternoon, the high of 56, cloudy overnight, low 31, frost on Sunday morning, otherwise sunny with a high near 59, Monday frost, otherwise sunny, high near 59, Tuesday mostly sunny, 56, and then on Wednesday a chance of showers, partly sunny, and a high near 55. Weather service saying hopefully the rain will hold off on Friday. They're saying a chance of showers in the morning, otherwise partly sunny for Friday. That's Halloween trick-or-treat for most of the Pittsburgh area, with a high of 54 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 52 in Washington County, 52 in Butler County, 58 in Beaver County. It's 52 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 53 with new music from Barry Adamson. was a 2023, I think, documentary called Scala, and Barry Adamson is releasing the music inspired by that film. That album drops, I think, early next year. That's the first single off it, called Scala Posters Mondo Bongo, here on Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30. Happy Halloween. Here's Fleetwood Mac on Radio 9. Still time to get one of your favorite spooky songs in here at 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Rosie and the Originals. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. Call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the first one it seemed haunting all of my dreams was the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. I've seen ghouls and hobgoblins and witches and some moth-eaten werewolves with fangs.
Tootsie and the Arrangement on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber. Desert by request.
On Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, Charlie wanted to hear Buck Owens. You say him, we play him. On Radio 9.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fake-fake-five-five, full-full vomit was a monster's holiday. Well, I hopped in the bed and I covered up my head, said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. Buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi, full-full vomit was a monster.
Quest on Radio 9, and this is Gene Simmons.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains read aloud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sounded like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, that sat a man on a hot stove with a pot and pan. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't
Thurber.
That miserable little bag of puke.
The Eagles on Radio 9. We are going to hear a little bit more from Pittsburgh's own Joe Flaherty right after this.
What is dedication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
fellow by the name of Mike Delaney did the SCTV podcast for several years, and I just discovered this recently. He had 2 hours that he sat down and interviewed Pittsburgh's own Joe Flaherty. You may remember him from Freaks or Geeks, from his many different movie and TV appearances, including on Family Guy. I, of course, became familiar with him through SCTV, and that's what the podcast is about. And I never got a chance to interview Joe Flaherty. This is as close as I will come to hearing him talk about his career in his own words.
That occurred to me today when I went and listened to your EP, the Count Floyd album.
Oh, jeez.
I'm away from home right now, so I had to go to YouTube. But, of course, I have my own personal copy of the Count Floyd album. And it's so great. I didn't realize how meta it was. I haven't listened to it for years and years. It's so insulting. It's so cheap. Yeah.
It is.
Great. It seemed like it was your brother's baby because he produced it or wrote the music and he plays on it.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah. Well,
did he prompt you to do that record?
No. No, I got an offer from a record company. And so Bob and Doug had already done their record and it did quite well, really well. I said, oh, what the heck? I'll do one too. It didn't go anywhere. I mean, I remember the first day, the producer of the record said, we're going to have a special splash opening for it. We're going to invite tons of people in. And so come the day, and the people that they invited, there were only about 4 or 5 people there at most. It was so embarrassing. Oh, God. So I knew that. I knew the record was doomed. It was doomed. But we had fun doing it. And
I love it. It's such a great relic.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Oh, my
God. I got a chance to do that Dwayne and Debbie thing, I think we call it.
Something like the scary story of Dwayne and Debbie.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah. That was, by the way, that was a story that went around. John Belushi wanted to do a version of it when we were at Second City in Chicago. You know, that story about the hook being left on the door.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, what do they call it, an urban myth. Yeah, but it was very popular. So we just threw that thing in. We gave that, I can't sing, but I think I sang, I talked through it.
Well, now that you mention it, I've brought this up on the podcast before. It would appear to me that anytime you had to earnestly sing, that you would get your brother to back you up and just lip sync it and make Paul sing it.
Yes, that was it.
Did he do the voice of Slim Whitman?
Yes, that was Paul.
How about when Sammy Maudlin was singing on Maudlin of the Night?
Yeah, I think that was Paul. I can't remember. Maudlin of the Night. It may have been somebody else on that one, yeah. Because that was a big flashy number. Remember, and I was dancing and doing
I think they had a double for the dance, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All those 80s moves, yeah. Oh, boy. And it was obvious, too. I never minded having an obvious double in there. You know, I thought it was fun.
Great that that your brother has a kind of a similar sounding voice. And it's it's just like he's always there for you when you need a kick-ass singing voice.
I know.
It's such a great cheat.
Yeah. Yes. Paul is a musician. I mean, and he knows music. He was studying. He wanted to go to the Curtis Conservatory when he was in high school or before. Yeah. He wanted in Philadelphia, and it's well known in the classical music world, you know, as a great school. And because he was interested in classical music at that time, and he was writing little, you know, not symphonies, but, you know, little classical pieces, etudes and stuff like that. Anyway, but he really knows music. He's amazing. I visited him once in his home right after we finished SCTV. I went to visit him. I said, what you doing there? And he was working at his computer. He said, I did Shostakovich's 7th symphony on computer. I computerized
really?
It. Yeah. He computerized it and gave it all of those sounds, the synthesizer with, the whole symphony, all the parts. But anyway, he's brilliant. He worked with Ray Charles. Ray Charles liked him. He was a session musician with Ray Charles. And
really?
So, oh, yeah. So he knows music. And he did all of our music on the show. You know.
How lucky. That the Rainbow in Toronto redo as a rock tune. That's all him.
That was Paul. All of Paul.
That's Joe Flaherty talking to Mike Delaney on the SCTV podcast. I'll throw a link to that on social media.
Radio 9.
But here's Joe Flaherty. It's one of his most famous monster chiller horror theater bits. At least around here.
Saturday night, kids. Time for another monster chiller. Frightening movie for you tonight, kids. This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time. This movie is called Blood-Sucking Monkeys from West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. And it's really good, so I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's take a look at this movie. It's really going to scare the daylights out of you. Ooh! Let's take a look at the film. Problem, kids. The movie's we don't have the movie. Something went wrong. We don't have the film. And it was scary. I promise you, it was a real frightening film. This movie won the Western Pennsylvania Fright Award in 1978, I think. It really garnered the awards at that ceremony. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do, though. Don't have much time, but I'm gonna tell you what the movie is. I'll tell it to you. It's so scary. Maybe then you'll know what you missed. It was these blood-sucking monkeys were raised in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, real scary territory. And they were from little babies. They were raised up. They were dropped from a rocket ship. And then they started to grow and grow and grow. And then finally they couldn't stand. They started eating away at the farmers. They would jump on farmers and start eating them, sucking their blood and spinning them around and throwing them up. And the bones would just fly all over the place like chicken. That's right, chicken. Then the monkeys got too big for West Mifflin, so they hopped on a freight train. I think it was an Amtrak train, I'm not sure. But they went straight down into Sewickley, Pennsylvania, which is a nice suburb of Pittsburgh. Well, right down there, it really started in. They started working their ways from all the people. They would grab farmers, and they would grab chicks, and they would grab housewives, and they'd grab soldiers, and everything would walk by. They'd sneak up their legs, and they'd crawl up their legs, and they'd start munching and munching and eating, and then they'd get to their bellies, and then they'd burrow their ways into the belly button. Something like, if you remember, you saw the alien. It was like the alien, only instead of popping out, it kind of pop in, and then just climb right up, and then people would be talking in Pittsburgh. They'd be saying, hey, what's happening? What's going on, eh? Pretty good, eh? I'm going to have a good, I'm telling you. And then pop, they would pop right out of their mouth, this scary monkey, and they'd come out and say, monkeys just kept going all over the place. They spread all over. Then they finally got to Pittsburgh, and they ate up practically all the whole city. Every Pittsburgher was going, what's going on? Hey, I don't understand. And they ate up all the Pittsburghers. And that was the end. The whole Air Force dropped a bomb on Pittsburgh. They had to sacrifice that fine golden triangle for the monkeys, and they killed all the monkeys. And I'm telling you, the movie was so good, it wasn't even funny. Next week, I promise you, we'll have a real good with our monster killer theater. Maybe even the monkeys will show it for real. It's much better than what I told you. Scary. So until then, this is Count Floyd saying good night. Sleep tight. And don't let the cows come in.
Don't let the cows come in. Thank you, Joe Flaherty.
You're
come in.
Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
What's With just a few seconds to go, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are trailing Muhlenberg College now 27-23, less than a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Pitt Panthers will be hosting the North Carolina State Wolfpack at 3:30 in Pitt's homecoming game at Acrisure Stadium. Penn State is off this week. Pittsburgh Penguins hosting the Blue Jackets tonight at the PPG Paints Arena. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. And the Steelers will be hosting the Green Bay Packers Sunday night at 8:20. The team will be wearing its 1933 throwback jerseys. Butler County native Brett Michaels scheduled to perform at the halftime show, and Calvin Austin, wide receiver, will be returning after he missed two games because of a shoulder injury.
Steel City weather.
Partly cloudy skies the rest of this afternoon and looking for a high of 56. Frosty and cold overnight, low 31. Areas of frost Sunday morning, sunny skies with a high near 59, and then on Monday, patchy frost, otherwise sunny with a high of 59. Right now, 52 in Washington, 58 in Beaver County, 52 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 53 at WRCT with new music from the All-American Rejects.
See the children play in camel green, morning tea, cup of casualties.
Speaking of rejects, I'm Jay Thurber.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Pittsburgh's own Walt Harper is going to take us out today on this Halloween edition of Radio 9. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is coming up next. This is the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network.
One thing is for sure. That stuff you can't.
If you want to find the SCTV podcast with Michael Delaney, I don't think he's doing any new episodes, but you can find it on Apple, Podbean, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. Right now, it's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.